to lose the setbacks that are there now. They don't want to.
But the justifications were already put on to grant those variances. I think they're the same. You're replacing an old building.
There's nothing you have to save now to get your variances.
You have a survey of the building?
Yes.
Okay, then repeat the survey, and the board can handle the rest of the thing for you. That's all that needs to be done.
I don't.
Let's not waste a lot of time on junk that we don't have to talk about.
If I'm hearing correctly, the board would like.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask the board this. Are we okay with these setbacks that we approved a year ago? I'd rather get a better building built. I mean, the justifications are there to, they were going to elevate the building. Found out the bottom of it was crap. So what's the difference whether it's new or old? Every other house on that street has a 2.8 foot setback, it looks like, whatever the heck it is, 4 foot.
We approved it because we were working with what they had.
Right.
If they're starting from scratch, I think we can do better on the variances.
But the problem is, you're going to get, then they're going to just say, I'm keeping the foundation.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, we kind of do.
Well, let's get real here, people.
If they're going to use the same foundation.
Let's get real. I mean.
I think you're cutting your nose off to spite your face.
In the building, within our thing, you can build in the same footprint. And you can build, rebuild in the same footprint. So the logic says, if we're going to, if we allow an old building on a junk foundation or put a new thing and replace the foundation, it's better for the city. You go, what's better for the city? And you don't break everybody's stones that way. So that's to me is the logic. Peter?
I don't know whether we bring this patient as it's a new construction with 9 variants.
But well, that's funny. This was.
I think we should. The one thing I think they were down. I'm looking at the old resolution. I think they got down to 5 or 6.
5 variances. We had front yard setback for the building for the decks and side yard setbacks. We removed the rear decks. We removed the height variance. Right. We removed everything. We complied with it. Was
in the driveway.
Listening to the recording, there was a complete compliance. The board members that voted on that were very satisfied, more than satisfied with concessions that the applicant made. The applicant made every concession possible to try and make them. I mean, it's a slightly undersized lot, trying to keep it consistent with the buildings on either side, which received variance, I believe at least one of them did, and to try and keep it consistent with the neighborhood. And that's the goal here.
I'm a little confused, though, because the plan that I'm looking at, the architecture plan, says you got 4 foot side yards. Survey's showing me 2.7 and 2.8.
The 4 foot to the decks.
The decks.
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
That's not
so. So the decks comply with the side yard setbacks.
We stepped the front decks back.
About the side yard.
We had the side yards on the first two levels were going to be, I think this is your suggestion, Mayor, that we kept them at four. We kept them at 2.7 and 2.8. And then we on the third, the half story, we scaled it back and made that conforming.
It's unclear. I'm looking at the front elevation of the plan, and it's got a dimension to the building at 4 foot. Now, there looks like there's a step in behind that. But there's no dimension on it. That's what has me puzzled. You see where I'm looking at on that front elevation there?
I have the approved plan.
The bottom left shows a 4 foot dimension. Right? And then there's another wall there. I don't know what the dimension is to that.
What that is, we're trying to like overlay like the site, the property setbacks. That when you look at the lot plan, it shows the zoning requirement, which is 4 feet. Looking down, but I thought it would be helpful to look at it from the elevation where that 4 feet occurs.
But wouldn't it also be helpful to show the setbacks? The actual dimensions to the structure? I mean, because I'm looking at the eaves look like they might be that 2.7. What is the exterior of the building to the side lot line.
So if you look at the drawing that was sent out.
Right.
That's your setback. That's your property line. Excuse me. That's your property line.
Right.
4 feet in, which is cutting into the building.
or the front deck.
The building encroaching into that the building itself is 2.7 or 2.9 feet on that side yard. So that line, which should be a focal setback, cuts into the building on that side.
You know, you see where I'm confused, though.
Yeah, I can see where we don't have, for example, we don't have the listen to this.
Looking at that front elevation on the right-hand side, right where it says 4 feet, the line that's right to the left of the four, that should be dimensioned at 2.7 feet, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Right.
That's just flat, 4 feet.
The decks are 4 feet. We pulled the decks back to meet the 4 foot.
No.
And there's a
existing.
That now I'm clear.
Yes.
Setbacks.
It just would have been a little more clear for me that it's. I guess I'm hearing some pushback from the board that if it's a new structure, they should move it in. What's the lot width?
37.
It's a 30 foot wide.
30. I buy. Yeah. Well, it's a 30 foot wide lot. So, all right. It's 24. The building, I think, is 24, a little less than 25 feet wide, which is not onerous. So, I think the real question here becomes is about for the board is that they can keep the old foundations. And they can preserve the setbacks. And they build a building on a junk foundation. Or they can, we allow them to build a new foundation, build the building right with the same rights they had with the old foundation. That's the decision of the board. It's that simple. They can do it one way, or they can do it the other way, a little bit better. And that's the board's, am I correct in that, sir?
Yes.
And that's what we're faced with. If you start loading other stuff onto it and so on going in and say, you're going to modify the whole building doing that, they can just go back and say, very simple, we'll just build the old foundation and their engineer says you can do it. And we can't have we don't have a thing we can say about it. That's exactly my point. So, but there was some pushback on the board for certain things. And I was explaining to the board what our options are. So the board has the choice of choosing their options. And the applicant will choose their options based on what the board says.
Let me say this, because I don't know construction. If they were to continue to use the old foundation with all the things that they said they were going to do to it with the rebar and everything, would that be as safe and as sturdy as new?
The engineer says that. The engineer says
they believe they can make it so, right?
Yes. The engineer says yes.
But as safe as necessary. Yeah, well, I just heard of a lot of we don't have this, we don't have that, we don't have this. And I'm thinking, why are we even looking at that foundation, and why are we not going with a new foundation where we know we have everything in place? And you believe this is a better plan than a new foundation?
Yeah.
I understand.
So it being a safe nation.
Thank you.
It's easier. Yeah. It's all possible.
Yeah. It sounds it.
And we get a better product if we did it. That's the only thing. So it's just a very simple wisdom. I mean,
Their trepidation is that if they take the foundation out, they lose the existing condition.
I understand.
Exactly.
So that's, and I get that. I'm on that side. I understand that.
And there's a cost factor too.
Right.
So
cheaper to build a new foundation.
Right. Exactly. And it's better for the city. better, it's a better product.
Right.
That old lot says the house was built in 1900.
Right, exactly.
Does it have the same strength as the lot today?
I don't want to debate that at all.
Good. How that old lot.
It crumbles. It crumbles. Yeah, I know. But let's not the.
You're going to feel good in the vote.
Board members, let's just real simple here. Which way do you want to go?
Spread.
Oh,
spread.
No, and pardon me a second, please. We go with a new foundation and they treat it just like an old foundation and that's it. Or they go with the old foundation and just have all their rights. We give them the same rights as their old foundation and they do what they got to do. And that's it. We're not going to go out and try to make them go and do all kinds of crazy things. Increased setbacks or changes and so on because it's a new building. We're just giving a replacement for the old foundation. That simple. And they maintain their rights. That's all I'm saying. And it's one way is a good way. The other way is not as good a way. And that's it. The new way is better. The old way is harder. More costly to them. Doesn't give us all the things we need to do.
I think the new way would be more resilient.
And the new way is also, more, yeah, as Roger just said, resiliency adds to flood, FEMA, compliance, and that the new way does that better.
I think we've laid it out for them. It's their decision. Whatever you guys want to do. We've talked about this for 45 minutes.
Exactly.
Two days, like it's just a week.
Yeah.
Well, I said the neighbors have no problem with that. He said, yeah, till Friday.
Damn, sometimes.
Friday next week.
Yeah,
it's a thing. Five days. Five days.
This is going right. Sense to you. I brought up.
Okay. But it's maybe. Yeah, I got
like this. Yeah.
And it might not be in steel and air.
If you want to check this, it's the cleanest.
Yeah. No.
Thank you.
I was in there today. It's like.
They're going to tear the house. Lightning strikes.
The lightning.
Yeah, I was talking to Josh Bella around there. He heard the interior rafters and stuff. It was all smoke and flowers after they put it out.
He was pissed at me because last year he said
in about 4 weeks he took Evan to the airport.
He's following me on 5 months. What about the parents?
Yeah, that was him. It was Sunday, right? On the phone from St. Louis. Best.
Go, guys.
Broke a bike stand. He was sold for 14 days.
Like it now. If we put a new foundation in, there's not going to be a requirement of pilings if Bob can put in a great foundation.
That's up to the construction office, but if he certifies that there's not going to be subject to scour and for flood resistance and the soil can support, I see no reason why you can't be allowed not to have pilings.
Bob agrees that the new foundation is better. It's the function of money that was already spent to try and salvage this foundation. However, I see the chairman's reaction and some other board members' reaction. The new foundation is acceptable. However, we don't want to be chasing our tail with doing things that are unnecessary, pilings and the like. If we can have Bob Green certify that the foundation system that we were going to put in place will still work. When I say system, I don't mean the existing materials. I mean the functionality of what we were going to do. That makes sense.
Well, the, I'm going to put this way to you. The functionality of what you were going to do is still subject to the construction code official.
Yes.
Accepting that and accepting your math on the subject. So nothing has changed.
Okay.
So any conditions you put in there are the same as they were with Bob's system versus what we're talking about, because it has to be accepted and he has to prove it. And that's that. It's the same stuff. Right, Bob? Exactly. It's exactly the same stuff. So let's not inject stuff that's not here.
Let's bone this.
So what we'd like to do then is, if it's acceptable to the board, we'll accept the new foundation, build essentially what's a new building with the setbacks and everything that was previously approved. So it will be, the resolution will read that the building will be new and it'll have the same setbacks and the same elevations and the same footprint as what was approved 366 days ago.
So nothing changes above grade, what you wanted to
do. New foundation based. Yeah, that's it. That was all we're trying to do here. That simplifies the whole thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It simplifies it. And I'm on your end of the table. I represent boards. It does. But sometimes in the real world, and Mayor will probably attest to this, there's other factors that...
I understand the trepidation on your side.
Yes. So it's not always a straight line over here.
I think we get a better product for the city.
Yes.
You get a better product for the new homeowners. I think that's
we just, the goal here is to not hit any more roadblocks, pitfalls. Understood that it, you know.
We want the construction to restart and get done.
Yes.
Okay. Now, council, let's wrap this up.
Yeah. I think I'm wrapped up. I think okay. Very simply, the goal here is to build the same building that was approved 366 days ago under the old resolution number, same elevations, same footprint, same plans, just with a new foundation that Bob Green will certify and design.
I'll run through and get there.
They're the same ones.
Yeah, H&M.
They're in Robert's report.
If you could, counselor, for the record, please refer to the variances that we're seeking with this application, because it's a different application than was before. We can get on the record, please.
Please put my glasses on.
Please.
I can't see anymore. And I'm going to refer to Mr. Manos's resolution, because I think Mr. Manos's resolution hit the nail on the head.
You can just say you like to have that resolution incorporated into this resolution.
I would like the variances. What I don't want to have is it's no longer a raise. It's a new construction.
That portion.
Yes, just that portion of it. So the variance relief, front yard setback to the dwelling, front yard setback to the first floor deck, front yard setback to the second floor deck, front yard setback to the third floor deck, side yard setback to the dwelling on both the right and left sides. Those are the variances, Mr. Glennis, as you understand them.
And that's to replicate what was approved before?
Yes.
New construction.
New construction.
And the conditions will be the same, you know, that it'll be complete demo this time, and then with a new foundation, and then anything else. There were some prior conditions of approval. You might have already addressed some of those in recent compliant plans, but to the extent...
Yes, we let the record reflect. We have a compliance plan that's signed by everybody. It's just the demolition that we're here for. Everything will be the same as that compliance plan.
And I believe the chairman would like the site cleaned up within an appropriate time.
Yes.
You have 5 business days to clean it up.
Thank you.
And that'll be a condition of the resolution, too.
Okay.
And don't let it happen again.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Technically, we got to open up to the public.
Yes, so we're going to do that next. Is there any, are you, counselor, finished with your presentation?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Anyone in the public wishes to make comment on this application at this time, please show yourself. Hearing no request and seeing no request, the public portion of this application is now closed. Yes, Lorraine.
I have a question. Maybe it's here. There's been no discussion of a governor's strip, a tree, nothing.
One of the conditions of the prior approval, applicant shall provide for a governor's strip with one street tree.
All right.
I don't believe it was a governorship. I believe it was a planter, and it's approved. It's approved on the plan. So what we did, just to refresh your recollection, is we had pervious surface on both side yards, and then we had a planter box that was in
okay.
Because of the title.
And we did have one Governor Strip and Street Tree.
This place is prone to flooding.
Yes.
Yes. So.
We discussed that as well.
Prior conditions carry.
Yes.
Prior conditions will carry on.
And again, let the record reflect, we, for everything but the foundation, we have a compliance plan that was signed. Yes.
Thank you, Lori.
No problem.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready for a resolution.
So it's a C variance application again. It's the same enumerated variances in decision and resolution 3222 as a front yard setback to the dwelling, front yard setback to the first, second, and third floor deck, and then side yard setbacks on each side. They've submitted compliance plans that address the conditions, but I'll note, you know, they all carry over from the prior. The only difference being that this is going to be new construction with a new foundation. It's not going to be an internal lifted, for lack of a better term. And then the only new conditions will say they'll go get that site cleaned up within 5 business days. And anything else in Mr. McLaren's report, unless otherwise addressed, still subject to any outside approvals to the extent that any are necessary.
The cleanup should be by Friday next week.
Yeah.
Is that acceptable? It gives you.
Yes.
Gives a little time. What's the date? The 22nd?
Okay. Yes.
By
yes.
September 22nd. Close the business September 22nd.
Whatever next Friday is, I'll verify that that's the date. But that's it. And then anything else in Mr. McLaren's report, unless otherwise addressed, I think we're all on the same page, understanding what they're proposing to do.
So may I have a motion and a second, please?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Mayor Langria.
I know this was a hard one to get through, but I think the justifications were already put on for the variances. I think we're getting a better product here for the structure itself. I think Mr. Green has testified to that, you know, new is always better. And I think the conditions from the previous approval staying put also, you know, adds a street tree. We get some green space and a planter. I don't have an issue with this. I think I vote yes.
Jay Cook.
I kind of echo the mayor's sentiments in here. So I'll incorporate those into mine. And this also is more FEMA. We have a better resiliency factor with FEMA compliancy as well. We're getting closer to our master plan by replacing obsolete buildings with better quality buildings. And this is all going to it. And that is the case. So thank you for your cooperation. And let's move on. I approve.
Lorraine Salata.
So it appears that it'll be a much better built project. And since it's the same application, essentially, that we approved of it, in favor of it.
Dan Smith III.
Yes, I'm going to go in favor. I think it's been based on new construction, opposed to trying to let that ground hole that's there. I think we're better off when it gets up to be in the best for the owner to do it then in the future. It's so much sense. It's the same thing. Win-win.
Mike Wiesen.
Also voted in favor on new construction, same old footprint. I approve.
Peter Taco.
Also voted in favor. In theory, it would have worked before, but I agree with the stroke points. You never know until you get into these projects what they are. It's to do it right. Still.
Greer Gaskell.
I vote yes for reasons already stated.
Jessica Stilley.
I'm going to vote in favor as well. I guess all these variances were approved before, and I would certainly rather see a new foundation installed and placing what's there than attempting to, I guess, reuse the existing.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
We're approved, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Is there any new business before the board? Any old business?
Well, I think it's we redid all these streets. We got governor strips. Took a lot of people that came home in the fall,
right?
Came back in the spring.
There's an explanation for that. When the plans are drawn up, the city puts back what was there before. So if it's the plans are drawn up before the house was changed over, they put back what was shown on the plans. In reality, that's why you want a governorship, because it's a lot less expensive than a city to replace a grass governorship than a concrete governorship. So to me, that this should have been a change to the plan.
I had a contractor come to me. Say, listen, that was a good time. It's governor strips. It was already business bid, and the job was moved.
Yeah, a lot of that was had to do with South Jersey Gas.
Right, right.
And those projects, we had very little input on some of that. We did utilities,
right.
Then we did have input. So it had to be rating in those areas. Future projects will have more grass. We already talked about that.
That's going slowly, trying
to get that.
And the other problem is just,
you always get pushback.
Yeah,
you don't have to take up the sidewalk and borrow on.
You know that
with it with the irrigation. Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, because people don't know how to do that, or they just want to fake it. One or the other.
Roger actually made a suggestion to me before. About just putting in like dune grasses.
Right. Ornamental grass is too large because in a situation like that,
you know, get in a park.
But still,
some of the trees.
It's not going to be a hedge. It'll be.
You know,
it's ornamental grass. Nice spots.
People like kind of counsel that they go the path of least resistance and. You know, that's why cow paths are circuitous like that. They find the easy way to go places.
A lot of them are here.
And so. Right.
You know, they want to 100%. And
like she said, they're putting in mulch. They don't want to have to do any maintenance.
Mulch is in a mess.
But the important thing for the board to remember, over the number of years we've been clawing back, finally, we're solidified in the whole thing. And we're starting to see a little results around the community. That at 5%, at 10%, at 6% that we got getting back is actually starting to work a little bit. You can see the beginning of it. So don't give up. Keep going. But instead of trying to claw back 30%, 50%, whatever these ungodly figures, we're doing it one piece at a time. But we're doing it all the time. And that's, I got to thank the board for that, because it's a little more time every time. It takes a little more thought. But we're committed to it.
You know, between the upgrades we've made.
Yeah.
Storm.
But, so.
Just make it that much better.
It's a lot of the little things. And that's the case. And the city has come light years. I mentioned before, when I started this board in 1980, I had a goal to get this city to be able to rejuvenate itself. And I got to tell you, with this administration, we finally put it through. And this city is in a position now to do that. It only took about 37 years. So, you know what?
Good start.
But it's a good start. But it is patient. So what you're doing now will yield progress. It just isn't as fast as you want it.
Well, to be fair, Lance, in your whole administration, you've been far more aggressive and progressive.
Right.
Trying to.
But it shows, and people see it and appreciate it.
Well, I said when you're Lorraine invited me to speak to the REITs a couple weekends ago.
Yeah.
And I was able to do that. So back after Sandy, we were turning into Atlantic City South.
But I know.
We were. That's not a great thing.
I know.
Dilapidated properties, you know, we still have a lot left to do with Sandy properties. Dan's helping with one now that's still damaged from Sandy on the Bay. Trying to get that sold and get it furnished or torn down and rebuilt. So it's a struggle to get a lot of it done because there's pushback. There's pushback at every corner. I will tell you this, if you guys haven't had a chance to see the new rule that state is going to force down our throats, there's a PAC rules. I forget what PAC stands for, but it's some acronym for shut down development again. Basically, they're going to increase base flood elevations by 3 to 5 feet.
Right. Yeah.
And that, so, and they're doing it without legislative process. They're doing it as
an executive order.
Absolutely crap. Right. They're doing it. And I've said that to the commissioner of the DEP. One of the first meetings, my new boss, the CRDA, we had a luncheon with the Chamber of Commerce. I brought that up, and I brought this lead line replacement up to him. My boss is like, what did you just piss off? He's got to know how we feel now. And he's going to shut down development.
Yeah.
Going to kill any new development down here. They're going to be another 3 to 5 feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
They tried that in the early 80s with the if it was damaged, if it's replacement, you lose all rights to your property.
Yeah.
And we fought that and we won.
They're even talking about parking being another 5 feet.
Exactly. So
that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever.
Well, there's a reason for this.
We fought it, said our state elected officials fought it every step of the way, and it's fallen on deaf ears.
But when it's requested, what are you, it's not a whole lot.
Right. Well,
it's been out for public comment, but not the same way that a legislative process would be.
Right.
For quite a few years now, they're not responding to any of the comment projects you've been involved in.
Right. It's been my understanding that
RDA Brigantine here. We've had meetings here with them.
Okay.
Enough.
Can we get the planning boards together in the other areas and just?
We met here with the deputy commissioner.
All the towns passed resolution.
County community, and we even had some Ocean County communities here in Cape May County, here in this room, at this table. Oh, there'll be off ramps, meaning there'll be like waivers.
Right. No. When they say waiver,
do you know how many waivers that the state's going to be receiving, and they're not going to be able to process them in a timely manner? It's
no.
That's going to be problematic for a lot of think homes are high now.
Well,
unfortunately, the ones that are up with the parking underneath, it's kind of already built in.
They're close enough.
Yeah, but you got to have a nosebleed section.
Yeah,
That's
going to have homes that are going to be 60 feet from grade.
Yeah. And then you're creating all kinds of wind shear problems at the other side.
Well, that you can design out, but I'm worried about fire protection.
Yeah, well, that trip.
I got to buy another fire truck?
No, you got to buy a new fire truck. But also, the amount of wall between and the amount of trapped heat you're going to get, it increases the fire potential tremendously.
Problematic.
Oh, yeah. Right. Anyway, are there any other exciting, more, any other business?
Sorry for the report.
If not, may I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Make the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. So.
Crazy.